Hey, you're listening to Grandma's Basketball Roundup with
Grandma Dolores
and me, Tia. Today is Sunday, November 16th, 2014. It's episode
15.
That's right, episode 15, and there's a lot going on in the NBA this week. We'll hear what Grandma has to say about Derrick Rose and all his controversy. We want to talk more about the brothers in the NBA, hairstyles, uniforms, and much, much more. Well, now we're well into the NBA season, Grandma.
Yes.
How are you feeling?
Well, things aren't going too good for most people.
That you care about.
Yes. But first of all, Tia, before we get into anything, let's express our deepest sympathy for Wayne Ellington, he and his family, regarding his father being shot and killed in Philadelphia.
That's horrible news to hear. Ellington, of course, is one of the Los Angeles Lakers bench players.
And he's on indefinite leave right now.
Well, one would understand why he'd be on indefinite leave. We're very sorry to hear that.
Yes. Those things are always very shocking. Particularly, his father was only 57 years old.
Wow.
So our deepest sympathy goes to he and his family.
Yes.
So I've watched 14 games this week.
Whoa, 14 games? Do you have a favorite of the 14?
Well, naturally, the Lakers is always my favorite.
Specifically the one game that they've won so far versus Charlotte?
Well, I watch them whether they win or lose.
Oh, I know. I watch them particularly when they lose. But I did enjoy watching the Charlotte game last Sunday. They showed some promise.
And I enjoy watching other games, and it's amazing the people that I'm really beginning to be fond of.
Yes.
Like Cousins.
Oh, yes, DeMarcus Cousins.
From Sacramento.
Ah.
You know, and I just had never thought about that so much. Or Denver, Fried.
Yes. Uh-huh. Well, these are all guys that you watched over the summer play in the FIBA World Cup, so I heard that Denver's not doing so well and that Brian Shaw might be on his way out.
Oh, no, I did not hear that.
Oh, I guess I just heard on the radio this week they were speculating who would be the first coach to be fired. And I guess, I don't know, something like Shaw, he's not getting allowed to do the coaching that he wants to do.
But they just won. They just beat Indiana on Friday. They beat them 108-87.
Well, good for you, Denver. Yes. Did they play the Knicks today?
Today, I don't know because I just have the ones that are going to be on our TV.
Yeah, they lost to the Knicks just a little bit ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they lost 109-93.
Well, that's...
I can't do math, but yes, that's...
yeah.
What? Nine? Okay, let me do this. 109 minus 93 would be 16 points.
Mm-hmm.
Yes!
Yeah, that's great, Tia.
Thank you. I get Grandma's gold star. Ting!
Yes. Yes, well, I sure hope he's not on his way out.
Well, if he is, maybe he'll find a team that he would be better suited coaching.
Right, there's a lot of good coaches out there.
Mm-hmm.
Unemployed. they become analysts.
Yeah. So. But isn't that more fun to be an analyst? Because you don't have the pressure of coaching, but you can tell people what they're doing wrong.
Yes.
All day long.
Express all of your opinions.
Mm-hmm. Like Reggie Miller expressing his opinions.
Yes. Oh, but the other night, he did not mention LeBron James once.
Oh, really? On the TNT broadcast?
Right.
Was LeBron James playing in that game?
No, not in that game. But the other night when he talked about him so much, he wasn't playing in that game either.
Okay.
I mean, he was just going on. No.
Must have had, like, temporary amnesia to not bring up James.
Right. But another that I really like is Ed Davis.
Yes, Ed Davis. Also of the Lakers.
Mm-hmm. And I like Anthony Davis.
Any other Davis guys you like?
No, I think that it's pretty good. I can't think of any other names anyway.
Which one is your favorite Davis?
Oh, probably Anthony Davis.
Why do you like Anthony Davis better than Ed Davis?
I feel like I know him better. I don't know either one of them. And then that's how you can really have a lot of friends.
They don't know?
They don't know. They're my friend.
Well, it's so funny because you always tell me how many friends I have, and what if I really don't have, what if I've just been talking about people that I've seen pictures of all this time? When I tell you I'm going to a party, I'm just surrounding myself with framed pictures.
Well, I love it when you take animal balloons to parties.
Yes, well, that's strictly for the under 10 crowd.
Oh, it's strange, though, how I feel like I've got a whole world full of friends.
They just don't know it yet.
No, I'll tell them later.
Well, think about all the people that are listening to this that feel like not only that you're their friend, but you're their grandma.
Oh, that'd be great.
See, you have that effect upon people as well.
That just gives me more great-grandchildren.
Yeah.
So in Chicago.
Yes.
Is doing really good.
Oh, yes. There's a lot to talk about Chicago this week.
I think Paul Casale. Oh, I just love watching him now because he's a different player than he was last year.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. He does that hook shot and his hair.
What's up with Paul Gasol's hair?
It looked like he stepped out of the beauty salon. It was just so perfect. He had these curls and I don't think it moved during the whole game.
It was a lot of hairspray in it, you think?
No, I think it was he probably had it groomed at the salon and it just stayed a little bit better. But then yesterday when he played, I could tell he had taken a shower.
And it moved?
Yes, and it wasn't quite as perfect.
Oh.
But it was beautiful. I wish I could get my hair to look like that.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. It would just be beautiful.
So it was full?
No, not real full, no. Oh. It was just, let's see, I'm trying to think who. Well, anyway, it was real pretty.
Mm.
And I just would love to have it.
I don't know how many men would like to be told that their hair looked pretty. Or that a woman looking at it going, I wish I could get my hair to look like that.
But have you noticed different men's hairstyles?
Yes.
I mean, look at Jordan Hill.
Yes, he's got the long dreads.
Mm-hmm. And then there was a player the other night on a team, and I'm not really too sure, but his hair was just parted in the middle and combed straight down. And
you didn't like that.
No, I didn't.
Grandma's
like that.
Making a face that she did not like that.
And
I'm going to have to get you to rank your favorite hairstyles in the NBA. That'll be a segment that we'll do coming up in the future.
There's so many that just have their neatly shaved heads.
Mm-hmm. Well, that can count.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have an idea right now of what your top 10 hairstyles in the NBA are, or would you like to wait?
I would like to wait and think about that.
Do some research.
Yeah.
Okay.
Look at my friends.
All right, well, stay tuned for the next few weeks. We'll have Grandma's top 10 hairstyles of the NBA. Don't want to miss that.
We'll talk about Ronnie Price. They had their contract signed, I think, the other day.
Oh.
But he had two fragrant fouls.
Oh, yeah.
And was ejected.
And he also got fined.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
And suspended, I think.
Yes, he was suspended with no pay.
Now, did he throw another shoe? Is that what happened?
No. No, it was just that he, not intentionally either, but he came from the back to block a shot from Rivers, and it just hit him in the face.
Oh.
From the back, and it wasn't intentional. I mean, he was going for the ball, because Rivers was going for a layup, and it's too bad. But at the same time, on the Lakers programs, they had a nice, and I'm sure this was before the ejection was filmed, but it had a beautiful picture of him at home with his wife and three children.
Oh.
Yes. And it showed him even giving the baby the bottle.
Oh, that's cute.
Mm-hmm. And he just said that because he's been with a team and then without a job, with a team and without. But he said it was his family that kept him strong. So I was really glad to hear that says that they're the most important thing.
Yeah, so go a little bit easier on him next time, Adam Silver.
Yes.
He's doing this for his family. You can't just suspend him. You're taking food out of his children's mouths by fining him.
Right, and he's had it rough enough, I think.
Yeah. You know, he hasn't thrown a shoe in weeks.
No. And that was not intentional, it's just because it came off of his foot.
Right. It came off of his foot and he was trying to stop the ball.
Right.
That's the story that you're going with anyway.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, it was a beautiful article on he and his wife and children.
I see. Well, Derrick Rose, back to Chicago, he's gotten a lot of flack this week for some comments that he made.
Yes.
So Derrick Rose was giving an interview.
He said, I'm thinking about long term. I'm thinking about having graduations to go to, having meetings to go to. I don't want to be in my meetings all sore, and or my son's graduation all sore because of something I did in the past. I'm just learning and being smart.
And that's because he was out for so long, and then now he keeps having injuries that are plaguing him, and he keeps sitting out games, and a lot of people are saying, what's the deal? Mm-hmm. You know, you got to play now. You've had your rest.
I think people probably misinterpreted that a little bit, because I think I might say that when I get old,
mm-hmm.
I want to be able to go to my children's, my great-grandchildren's graduations,
mm-hmm.
and not be limping, and I could say that, but that's not true.
Well, you could say that, but also you're not getting paid millions of dollars by a team.
Well, you're right there. But, I just don't think that we should be so critical of people when we don't know the whole story.
Right.
I mean, he is a good player,
mm-hmm.
and I'm sure he loves basketball and wants to keep playing, but he's got to take care of himself.
Yeah, I think maybe if he had said something more like, I want to be the best player I can be for the longest amount of time, and so I need to make sure this is a critical phase, and I need to make sure that I'm fully 100% so that I can play for another 15 years. I'm worried that if I overdo it now, I'm only going to play for another 3. I think if he had said something like that, people would have been like, look at him wanting to play. But this mm-hmm. kind of made it sound like, just give me mm-hmm. the money. I feel like, you know what, I don't play professional sports, but I guarantee that if I have children, by the time it gets to their graduation, I'm going to be sore. Because I'm already sore as a human being.
Thinking of people being sore, that Paul George
mm-hmm.
was shooting baskets. And I just caught a glimpse of it on TV. It was just before the Indiana game.
Wow.
And that's something.
Does he still have a cast on?
Well, it just was so quick that I didn't really see. But, oh no, I don't think they expect him back.
Oh yeah, I'm sure he won't be back still till next season. But that's great that he's shooting baskets.
Yes. And then Nick Youngs will be back. He's not going to play today, but he'll play Tuesday, I think.
Oh, yeah? Swaggy mm-hmm. P will be playing on Tuesday?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any other Swaggy P news for me?
Well, he and his girlfriend,
Iggy Azalea,
just bought a house in Tarzana.
Yes, they bought Selena Gomez's house.
So now his little son can run around more.
So he bought a house and he'll be back next week.
Yes. Well, this week,
I mean, yeah, this week.
This week, Tuesday, hopefully. And at practice
mm-hmm.
on Saturday, there was a lot more talking.
Oh.
That he was really jawing at Wesley Johnson and Jeremy Lin. And he said that he was saving Kobe for later. And Matt Barnes.
Grandma just yawned. Are you bored? Am I boring you?
No. Trying to get my breath.
Oh, okay.
You know, you do that.
That's why we yawn, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
To get oxygen into our body.
Yes. Blake Griffiths said that the charges filed against him in Las Vegas has been a distraction for him.
What were the charges?
Well, it's a misdemeanor for supposedly either grabbing a cameraman's hand or shoulder or slapping him.
Whoa.
They haven't
determined what?
No. And he was with Chris Paul and DeAndre Jordan at the time. But they were not involved in it.
Just Griffin.
Just Griffin. And he doesn't have to appear at the hearing.
Oh.
So just he could be represented there by his attorney. But he said it's just a distraction.
I mean, that would be a distraction for me. If I just happened to have a misdemeanor charge looming in the background, I would be distracted slightly.
Mm-hmm. But I always thought what happens in Las Vegas stays in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Wonder what happened to that saying. So,
have you heard about Boris Diaw and this weight clause that he's got in his contract?
No.
Of the San Antonio Spurs. I just heard this the other night. So he can make an additional $1.5 million this year by having three weigh-ins, which one already happened. But basically, he just has to stay 254 pounds or less. So he had a weigh-in on October 25th. He's going to have another weigh-in right after the All-Star game, and then he'll have another one on April 1st, April Fool's Day. And he'll make $500,000 per weigh-in if he's under 254 pounds.
Oh, that would be worth it.
Yeah, I think so.
Because he lost some weight from the last year. I've always liked him. In fact, I never thought he was overweight.
Mm.
I just thought he was kind of big.
Husky?
Mm-hmm.
So April 1st, for that last weigh-in, do you think they'll play some kind of April Fool's joke on him?
Probably put rocks in his pockets.
They'll be like, oops, April Fool's, you don't get $500,000.
Yes.
The most expensive April Fool's prank of all time.
Yes.
But like, I'm under 254 pounds. Will anyone pay me at each weigh-in?
Well, I don't know. What do you...
You're like, I'm not me. You're like, I wouldn't do that. My own grandma won't pay me to stay under 254 pounds. No one will. Maybe my boyfriend.
I'm staying under 90 pounds.
Whoa. We need to get a weigh-in for you, and you have to keep above a certain amount.
I'm just hovering right around 86 to 88.
Now, do you have a thing where you just want to be the same age that you are pounds?
Dear, never thought of that. So in a couple years, I'll gain a couple weights and I'll be up to 90 pounds.
Yes.
Never thought about that.
Well,
that's
easy. You're weird, Grandma, like that. So I thought maybe you have one of those obsessive compulsive disorders.
Yes. But I do average right around 88, between 86 and 88. So
depending on how young you feel each day.
Yes. And your favorite player was ejected.
What?
You didn't know that?
No, Matt Barnes?
Last night.
Mm-hmm. He was ejected last night? What did he do?
He got two technical fouls.
Ooh.
Once he threw the ball down to the other court.
Just out of anger?
Yeah. And, I don't know who it was, but one of the analysts one time said that the referees get to know, some of these that they kind of watch for them.
Mm.
And I think that Matt Barnes is one that they are a little harder on.
He's one of those problem childs?
Yes.
One of those problem children?
But
they don't.
Not for you.
Well, I mean, I don't have to deal with him on a day-to-day basis.
But,
he's just my boyfriend from afar that I have pictures of.
Just like I carry around pictures of Kobe. I got the bobblehead.
Yeah, you've got your calendar.
And the bobblehead and his posters,
mm-hmm.
And books. And since I was given my iPad for my 88th birthday,
mm-hmm.
I really love using that. Like today, I wondered, because last week we were talking about the brothers,
mm-hmm.
that are in the NBA.
Right.
And so today I looked that up on the iPad, and I read all about the top 10 money earners. And some of them, like Horace Grant.
Mm-hmm.
I remember Horace and playing with Chicago and then with the Lakers. And it was really interesting to read. And John Barry, who is an analyst now, I didn't know that he even had a brother that played in the NBA.
Oh. And so it's the top 10 money-earning brothers in the NBA of all time?
Mm-hmm. I wrote some of them down. Brandon Rush and Kareem.
Oh.
Because Kareem played for the Lakers.
Yes.
And in 2003. And Brandon, he injured his knee in 2012. But then he did come back and play. And then Jared and Jason Collins. Jared has retired, and Jason Collins, he's not on a team right now, but he's looking. So good luck to him.
Yeah, so anybody out there who's recruiting for the teams, don't forget Jason Collins.
Right.
Do you want to give him a recommendation, like as though you're a past employer? Let's say I'm calling you up and I'm from the... Let's see, what team would I be from? Let's say I'm calling you up and I'm from Charlotte. What can you tell me? Why should he be on my team?
Well, he's a good player, and they say he's a good teammate, and he is a joy to be around.
Oh, well, that sounds like we should hire him.
And now we have the famous Paul and Mark Casal.
Right.
And it seems strange that Mark Casal was originally with the Lakers.
Oh, yes.
And they switched. This was in 2008.
So they traded one Gasol for the other.
Mm-hmm. Which I thought that was a strange trade.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess it's because they say Mark is so good on defense.
He's better at defense than Powell? Mm-hmm. Would you agree with that?
Probably.
And whose hair do you like better?
Paul Gasol.
Oh. Because I always thought Marc Gasol was like a little bit more put together than Powell. Is that not the case?
Well, I think that Paul Gasol is just a classy-looking individual.
Okay. And not Mark.
And, well, yes, but I think I've just heard more about Paul Gasol and things that he has done and the things that he likes in life.
Mm-hmm. In this article, it mentioned their combined salaries over their career. What was their combined salary?
I really don't remember, but it's... I don't remember.
Something like $100 million or something?
Mm-hmm. It was good.
It was good. Now, you played with your sisters back in high school.
Yes.
Did you compare at all with your guys' combined salary?
The what?
So did you guys compare to the Gasol brothers with your sisters and yours combined salary?
Yes, ours was nothing.
Okay, so not necessarily. But it wasn't pro basketball.
No, it was high school.
When you played with your sisters, did you all have a reputation of having, like, which one of you was, like, the Matt Barnes of the group? Which one of you was more hot-headed?
Colleen.
Okay, so
my middle sister.
She was the hothead.
Mm-hmm.
And Margaret was?
She was a good free throw shooter.
Oh,
really good. She was a forward. Colleen had the more red hair.
Oh, so that was the hot-headed mm-hmm. temper.
Uh-huh. And she was a tough guard.
Okay.
In fact, I was talking to my daughter, your mother, this morning, and I said, I was thinking of when I was in high school,
mm-hmm.
at the different things that I did in school. I mean, I was popular, but we didn't have much money.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, my little brother used to say that there were three O's in our poor instead of just two. But when I was in fourth grade, I played Priscilla Mullins in Miles Standish.
Oh.
Is that right? And when I was like a freshman, I did modeling for the PTA when they had a style show.
Uh-huh.
And not that I asked, but I was just asked to do those. And I was a cheerleader, and I played in the band, and I was on the basketball team for 4 years, captain when I was a senior.
So you were the leader of the sisters. Even though you were the youngest sister,
mm-hmm.
you were the
more.
One that was the leader.
Mm-hmm. I did more activities in school.
So how many people were in your class when you graduated?
16.
And you were the most popular of the 16 people? Everybody knew who you were.
I think everyone knew all of us, each one of us. So, and then I also saw on the iPad, Kevin Love was saying that he didn't know where people got the idea that he was thinking of coming to the Lakers.
Oh, yeah. There was an article early on in the week that said that Love is seriously considering opting out of his contract at the end of the year and leaving Cleveland. And that Lakers is one of the places he might come to. Now he's saying, no, I didn't say that.
Mm-hmm. He didn't know where they got that idea.
Well, I was talking to one of my coworkers this week, and I mentioned that story, and he said, well, I'm from Ohio, and there's nothing to do there. So he didn't seem too surprised at all that Love would not want to be there, regardless of LeBron James. He said, the only thing we have is the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Well, and it snowed there.
This week it snowed there? in Cleveland?
Mm-hmm. And besides basketball, I catch some football. But
how can you be doing that, Grandma?
Well, it comes on early on Saturday morning.
Oh, okay.
We did not get the Iowa-Illinois game, but Iowa won.
Well, that's good.
Mm-hmm. But I always watch the Army game. They played Western Kentucky yesterday.
Oh.
But they got beat.
Oh.
I watch it because they will show scenery from the different colleges, like, and then they always show some things at West Point. Just brings back fond memories. And I think, yes, I've been there.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen that. And the graduation I've seen.
Yeah, because my brother attended West Point.
Right.
And taught at West Point.
Right.
So we've spent some time on that campus.
So I enjoy reminiscing a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you get my age, Tia, you look back on your life and you think of all the wonderful, wonderful things that you did. I was so fortunate to have you and Nick living for a few years just four blocks away.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember that one time that you and Nick were walking down to our house.
Yes. How old were we at this time? At this point?
Nick probably was 6 or 7.
Okay.
So then you would have been about 4.
Okay, 7 and 4.
Anyway, you were coming down. So I was waiting patiently for you. And you didn't get there, and I got worried about you. So I got in my car, and I drove up a half a block, and I saw both of you sitting in the grass, you know, off the curb,
mm-hmm.
eating. You'd fixed a lunch.
Oh, yeah, we brought a snack with us.
To eat on the way.
Yeah, because it was a very long 4 blocks that we had to walk at the age of 4 and 7. I remember us, we better stop to eat.
And so I drove my car up the top of the hill there, and I saw you. So I backed down and didn't tell you.
That you checked up on us?
Because Nick kind of thinks I check up on him anyway. Like sitting behind him 2 rows in the Civic Center to a concert.
Yeah, what was that? When he was younger, he went to go to a concert with his friend by himself?
Yes.
And then what happened, Grandma? Why did you spy on him?
No, I took him down and dropped him off at the Civic Center. And then I thought, now I have to go home and wait till this is over and come back. So I thought, well, I'll just go see if I can get a ticket, not knowing where they were seated.
Mm-hmm.
And bought a ticket and sit down in my seat. And Nick says, he turned around and there I'm sitting. He thought I was spying on him.
Right.
He and Ryan, his friend.
But, you know, put yourself in their shoes. Wouldn't you think that?
You know, yes. Yes.
But you didn't mean to.
No.
So you want to make you're setting the record straight today on episode 15.
Right. Nick, I was not spying on you.
Can't you ever get over that Nick? He brings it up at every holiday. No.
Oh, the Spurs uniforms were nice.
Which ones?
They're military ones.
Oh, the military uniforms, yes.
And Toronto had some nice ones, too.
Oh, they did a military send-up?
Mm-hmm. They were both camouflage, but I really liked the Torontos better.
Oh.
And I've appreciated all the teams recognizing the military,
mm-hmm.
the Hoops for Troops.
Yes, hashtag Hoops for Troops.
I think it's been very nice of them. And in fact, they were saying that if you see a military person, go up and thank them for their service because they volunteered. And one time at the airport a few years ago, there was some troops coming back, and I went up and said thank you.
Oh, that's so nice.
To some of them.
Just to some of them.
Mm-hmm. Well, I couldn't get to all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, I'm glad I did that.
Yeah, I'm glad you did that too. That was very nice of you. Speaking of uniforms, last year a lot of the teams had t-shirt uniforms, t-shirt jerseys. Have you seen that at all this year?
Yes, just the other night.
Okay, because I haven't seen it yet, and I know that a lot of people don't like the t-shirt uniforms.
Oh, I do.
You do. Well, you like as much skin covered as possible so that you don't have to look at tattoos.
Right.
I just think they should play shirtless and have their numbers tattooed on their back.
Well, now, dear. I don't think there'd be room on some of them.
Too bad. Well, and then what about when people change their numbers? I think there's someone on the Spurs. I guess it's Danny Green. He changed from 4 to 14. That wouldn't be so bad because you just add the 1
right
to your back.
Get rid of some of those other tattoos and put 1 on.
Yeah, but Kobe, when he went from 8 to 24, that would have been a problem. Just cross it out. And
some of them, like Paul Gasol, kept the same number from here to Chicago. And Carmelo Anthony, I've always known him as number 7.
I think a lot of them, I mean, unless they go to a team that has retired the number that they usually play with, I feel like people keep their numbers. It seems like a big superstition that you'd want to keep your number.
Maybe that's in the bargaining agreement, you know. I want that number.
Yeah.
Forget the money. Just give me my number.
Well, that wouldn't be very good bargaining, I think.
No. Oh, we mentioned Pop's beard with the Spurs.
Oh, yeah, and Popovich.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I read that it's the men growing facial hair.
Oh, for the month of November?
Right, for cancer of the...
Prostate?
Prostate and
the cancer that men are affected by?
Mm-hmm.
That's right, Movember is what it's called, that
mm-hmm.
movement.
Spelled with an M.
Yes.
Instead of an M.
So is Popovich's beard getting more thick, or is it still got that Charlton Heston?
Kind of, it hasn't gotten much bigger yet. Mm. But it's amazing the people that you see growing a mustache, like Doc Rivers.
Oh, really?
He's got a mustache, but it's little.
So you watched 14 games this week. That's roughly, let's do the math on 14, and a game is 60 minutes long, right?
Well, 48 plus timeouts, halftime.
14, so a game is 48 minutes. So let's just say that a game is about 2 hours long.
Mm-hmm.
So that's 28. So you probably have watched over 30 hours of basketball this week.
Probably.
So that's a part-time job.
Well.
Which I'm wondering, Grandma, why aren't you making this a full-time job? I'm going to need you to step it up a little bit.
Well, you know, I was talking to my daughter, and I said, people don't really think about what retirement's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And retirement in your later years should be just doing what you want to do.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And eating what you want to eat.
Are you doing what you want to do?
Well, kind of.
So you don't want to be doing basketball podcasts anymore?
No, I just wish that...
You want to go to the mall more?
I wish I could still shop, yes.
Well, we'll start trying to go to the mall more.
The mall more?
The mall more.
More mall.
Yes. So you said it's about doing what you want to do and eating what you want to eat. Are you eating what you want to eat at least?
Oh, yes. As long as you bring me See's candy and Diana gets me orange slices and I have my Milky Way stash away.
And you had your coffee bean and tea leaf ice blended.
Yes, today.
And we're about to have some macaroni and cheese.
Right.
And I really hope that you like it.
I hope so, too. I've never had macaroni and cheese, so Tia made homemade macaroni and cheese.
Well, you've had macaroni and cheese, but you've never liked it because you've only had it out of a box.
Right.
And with the powdered cheese. So I've decided, Grandma, you've gotta try homemade macaroni and cheese. And then you can tell me whether or not.
Yes, okay.
So our fans are going to want to know next week how you feel.
Okay, and I might want to know how you made it.
Yeah. Okay, and then also you're getting your hair done tomorrow?
Yes.
Now, are you getting your hair done for any big doctor's appointments this week or just to have your hair done?
Just to have my hair done.
Will you be bringing a picture of Pau Gasol from his game earlier this week?
No.
No? Just going to let her do what she does?
Yes. Whatever my hair will do.
Well, look forward to talking with you next week, Grandma. You're going to give us your top NBA hairstylist. You're going to tell us how you like the macaroni and cheese. And, of course, there'll be lots more that happens this week that we don't even know of yet.
Right.
So until then, you can email us at grandmasbasketballroundup@gmail.com. You can tweet us at bballgrandma. And, of course, you can subscribe to us on iTunes or listen to us on www.grandmasbasketballroundup.com. Until next week.
Bye for now.